In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We heard today this parable told by our Lord Jesus Christ that tells us what the kingdom of heaven is like. As we heard in this parable, he teaches us about how there was a master that's referred to as the Lord. And, of course, this refers to God the Father, as he is the Lord of all, the King of all, the Master of all. And it speaks to us then about how he has one of his servants, which is to be us in this parable. It represents us, who owe him a great debt. We heard about that 10,000 talents, I think it was. We don't know what that means. It was, you know, not the kind of money that we use today, but that's what a talent was back in the time of our Lord Jesus Christ. But it was a great sum of money. So it's as if we owed millions and millions of dollars. And we have asked God to forgive us, to give us time. So we say, God grant you many years, that we would have many years to repent. But our Lord has said, you know what? Forget it. Forget it. I'm going to have pity upon you. I'm going to have mercy upon you. And I'm going to forgive you your debt. I'm going to forgive you your sins. And in this parable, we see what happened with us, with that servant. He goes out, she goes out, and decides that there is someone else, a fellow servant, who owes a little bit of money, 100 denarii, very chump change, we would say, and tries to beat it out of this person, tries to make them pay it back, even when that person is asking, please, take pity upon me. And of course, we heard then at the end what happens with the Lord, with the Master. He becomes angry. Why? Because he says, you should have behaved the same way towards the other servant as I behaved towards you. If I've forgiven you your debt, you also ought to forgive your debtors. Where have we heard that before? Isn't that the Lord's Prayer, right? Forgive us our trespasses, or forgive us our debts, depending on the translation. Forgive us our debts as we are forgiving, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. You see, today, brothers and sisters, we learn from this parable, again, as it said at the beginning, about how the kingdom of heaven operates. And this is important for us because today we often have people arguing back and forth about salvation, about how the kingdom of God works. And we have people who say that we're saved by faith alone. Some people go so far as to say that we're saved by a mere profession of faith, by speaking out the words that we believe that Jesus is our Savior. And on the other hand, we have people who say that we're saved by works, that we're saved by the things that we do in our life, so they try to do things that will gain them salvation. And we see that on both sides of this argument, is often the case, people seem to miss the point. That salvation is not by a mere profession of our faith, or by saying something or believing something in our heads, and it's not accomplished by us doing enough. It's accomplished because God decided to be merciful unto us and to save us. You see, salvation, brothers and sisters, is like an inheritance. Some of you have perhaps received an inheritance from your parents. Some of you are maybe hoping that you will receive an inheritance from your parents. The point that I make is, with salvation being like an inheritance, it is by de facto something that you didn't earn. It was something that your parents earned. And it's something that they can decide to give you, or they can decide to withhold it. But the point is, you can never earn your inheritance, because it wasn't from the work of your own hands. It was from the work of your parents. But what you can do is you can lose your inheritance. You can blow your inheritance. You can behave in such a way as your parents say, you know what? I'm going to cut them out of the will. Now, sometimes parents do this in the real world for bad reasons. But we're speaking here about a good parent like our Father in heaven. And a good parent only does that for good reasons, would only cut you out for good reasons. You know, like if they think that you're going to take it down to the casino and blow it all. They're not going to give it to you. They're going to do something good with it. They want to make sure that what they have given goes to good use. And so it is with our Father in heaven. He gives us salvation. He gives us forgiveness, expecting us to do something good with it. We can never earn it. He gives that to us up front, just as we heard today in the parable. He decided to be merciful unto us and forgive us our great debt. So we can never earn that. But what we can do is we can lose it. And the primary way that we lose God's forgiveness, we heard about this morning in the parable. The primary way that we lose it is by holding on to what we have against other people and refusing to forgive them. You see, it's very simple. It's very simple, brothers and sisters. We often make the gospel much more complex than it is. It's not easy to do, right? It's hard for us sometimes to forgive other people, but it's simple to understand. You can teach it to your young children. I do this all the time in my house. When I have to tell one of my children who's upset with the other one and doesn't want to do something for them, you're not doing it for them, you're doing it for me. I was good to you. I have been kind to you all day. And when you acted up, I was compassionate. Now it's time for you to do the same thing to your sister or to your brother, because I was good to you, not because they deserve it. And that's exactly how we have to treat people who have sinned against us. That's how we have to treat people who are our enemies. It doesn't matter whether they, quote, deserve it. It doesn't matter whether they ask for forgiveness. What matters is that God forgave us. And on that basis alone, we forgive others. So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let us learn today how the kingdom of heaven is. It is this merciful Father who has forgiven us. And on that basis alone, we forgive others. And that's why we continue to say the prayer. It's prescribed for us to say the Lord's Prayer at every service. Usually we begin with that, with the Trisagion prayers. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, and we go through and it ends with the Our Father. We say that every morning when we wake up, every evening when we go to bed, not just because it's the prayer that our Lord taught us, of course we do it because of that, but it's the reason that He taught us the prayer. It is a reminder to us, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who've trespassed against us. May the Lord soften our hearts and may He help us to be as merciful to others as He has been to us. To Him be all glory, honor, and worship forever and ever. Amen.